Listen, Joe, you're green with envy because my body is so tight because I drink Athletic Greens every morning, shake it up, put it in my shaker. I get my minerals. I get my vitamins. Boom. Take a nice little deuce action, ready for the day.
That's the secret to your tight.
This is why, you know, people are always asking me on the street, "Oh my God, Oliver, why are you so sexy? Why are you so sexy?" And I pull out a little travel pack of Athletic Greens and I just toss them out, you know, to people who are.
And you say, "Look, I mean, yeah, one tasty scoop of AG1 contains 75 vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced ingredients, including a multivitamin, multimineral, probiotic, green superfood blend, and more in one convenient daily serving." And then you hand that to them,
mm-hmm.
and you give them a little wink, and you pat them on the back of the head, and you say, "Go get them there."
Yeah, and then a lot of times they ask, they say, "Listen to me. How do I do? What am I supposed to do with this?" And I say, "I'll tell you how to do. I throw them a shaker. I say, you wake up in the morning, you pour that in, just like Oliver Hudson does. You pour it in, you shake it up with water, you down it. It actually tastes really good. Boom, you are set for the day." And then, you know, I always get the feedback of just, "Wow, thank you for changing my life."
You're such a giver. And I think it's probably the aptogens and the antioxidants that throw it over the top, or maybe the superfood complex or the digestive enzymes and mushroom complex that's all involved in this. I mean, it's all in one scoop. It's hard to believe, but it's one scoop in your water. Shake it up, drink it down, start your day, and be tight, toit, like Oliver Hudson. I mean, I don't know of a better way to sell you Athletic Greens. And so since that's the case, we'll ask you to visit athleticgreens.com/daddyissues and take control of your health and give AG1 a try. athleticgreens.com/daddyissues.
Get that vitamin D.
Cavalry Audio.
That's where I'll start, Joe. Like, this is my curtain, right? This is my curtain. And the music starts, and boom. Hey, everybody. My name is Oliver Hudson. Welcome to Between My Legs.
Between Two Legs.
Between Two Legs.
Oh, my God.
Well, hi, Joe. So, my name is Oliver Hudson, and I'm on a podcast called Daddy Issues. I just want to say one thing. My in-laws are in town. I'm living in my parents' house because I'm redoing my house. Now the in-laws are here. So I have been kicked out of my room, and we are in, Aaron and I are now in the meditation room.
What is that all about? That looks like some sort of weird, are there seances or some sort of offerings?
It's my mom's. Yeah. Do you see that guy right there?
Yeah.
His name is Sangyul Rinpoche. And he actually married us in Cabo.
What's his name?
Seguin.
Huge Daddy Issues fan, from what I understand.
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, he follows every word that we say.
I like what you're doing, knees down. I like the pink socks and the orange shoes and the everything else you got going there.
Yeah, my socks say sex on them. Do you see?
Where do you come up with this crap?
I didn't like hand knit the sock. I bought it.
I know, but your look is so unique every day.
It's a great question, Joe. You know, it's an actually great question, an actual great question, because I've been quietly observing myself and thinking about my fashion sense and what's happening to me in my mid-40s, because it's the first time in my life that I care but don't care. So with an outfit like this, I've got an Aspen shirt, says Bacon on it, you know, which you've seen before, and some workout shorts. And it's honestly me just throwing shit together, and it just seems to sort of be weird. What's up, boys? Can you order food? What do you want?
I left my phone at Ben's.
You're shitting me. Well, I'm not. Talk to mom. My two boys are in the room right now. They're in the meditation room. They want to order food. Bodhi left his phone at his friend's house. Just a little window into what it's like to be a father.
Yeah, and you just dumped it right on your wife. You just said, here, just go talk to your mom. That's what you're bringing? That's your daddy issues advice? Just go talk to your mom?
Imagine right now if I decided to get off of the podcast and deal with this. I have to choose between my three children, you, and then my two boys, because I don't want the hissy fit, you know?
This is your own Sophie's choice. I think there's a wise way out of this. You're in the meditation room. First of all, close your eyes. Let's try to transcend, and let's come up with an answer for this. Do you have incense burning right now?
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Nam-myoho-renge-kyo, nam-myoho-renge-kyo, nam-myoho-renge-kyo. Nam-myoho-renge-kyo, nam-myoho-renge-kyo, nam-myoho-renge-kyo.
And what'd you come up with? I think calling their mom or asking their mom is a really good plan.
I think so. Call your mom.
He can't. His phone's at his friend's house.
Wilder can call for him.
So the little bit of news, are we good with them, or are they going to do the whole show? Are we going to do the whole show?
No, they're good. They're good. No, they're good. Don't worry. You're safe.
I'm in a safe place right now with you.
You're in a very safe place. I have my earbuds in, and you can talk about whatever you need to talk about.
Okay. The little bit of news that I was going to share with you, that when we were on the phone earlier and Michelle was in the room, is we bought land in Colorado.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Amazing. Where?
Outside of Winter Park near Devil's Thumb Ranch. Is it Gramby, Framby, Jamby? What's it called?
Wow. I don't know. I don't even know. A Grambly? Gramby?
Gramby?
Devil's Thumb.
Devil's Thumb Ranch, Winter Park, went in with a friend of ours, actually Michelle's really close friend, Kathy Lee. Her husband, they bought a bunch of land. They've been rezoning it and working with the state and with the local government to get the streams right for the fishing and making it all environmentally perfect. And we're going to build like a two-family big house on it, and we're going to do our own little Yellowstone.
Dude.
So we'll be in the same state. Obviously nowhere near. I don't know where Aspen is or wherever you are near Aspen is near Winter Park. I'm assuming it's nowhere near it.
Winter Park isn't Wilder. Isn't Winter Park where the skate
village.
What? No, in Colorado. Isn't that where the skate camp is?
Woodward?
Yeah. I think it's near Copper Mountain. I think. I'm not 100% sure, but either way, dude, like from here, from my house to Denver is 3.5 hours. So I think it's off the 70. I think it's west of Denver, right? You get on the 70 to get there.
I have no idea. I don't even know where Denver is in Colorado. So we can just start with that little nugget of information. Okay. And the fact that I bought land and I have no clue really what it looks like or where it is.
Have you even looked at it?
Yeah, I saw the pictures of it. I trust the person who sent it to me. It's not like one of those campsites you showed up to that was near a Denny's. I feel good about the purchase. It was Michelle's Christmas gift. It was something that we put together. I put together as a surprise. And on Christmas, when I left to go do the game that I did in Green Bay, I surprised her with, you know, Merry Christmas. We're going to have a place in Colorado, which is her Shangri-La. There is no place like Colorado. The weather is perfect. The people are ideal. Mm-hmm. Nothing goes wrong in Colorado in her mind, so that's where that's where we will be spending portions of the year.
Dude, this is so great. This is so. How many? What's the acreage? How many acres did we get?
18.
Amazing that you're splitting up between the two families.
Yeah. And the way that this person is developing this area will be the first family, first home in this area, and then hopefully it takes off, and there seems to be some interest in it from people to kind of build out this community. So it'll be great. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be good for me to go to a place where you can kind of unplug and look at the landscape and be outside and enjoy the weather and whatever. Because I'm in St. Louis right now, and it's cold and it's windy and it's just yuck right now. So I'd rather be in a place where I can be cold and windy, but at least I'm looking at nice landscape while I'm miserable.
So from the pictures, because I know you haven't seen it in person, is it up against a mountain range? Is it in the plains?
Yes.
Like where, you know,
it's in the plains, kind of looking in the distance at mountains.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
I'll send you the picture after this. I'll send you all the pictures, all the information. I'll buy you a lot there, and then you can build there. And
well, I mean, honestly, it's funny you say that because I'm like, well, if this is a community that seems to be on the come, up and coming, you know, I don't know if it's a good entry point. Maybe you just buy a plot of land and maybe build something, and who knows, you know,
or maybe not. Maybe sit on it till somebody comes and offers you more than what you paid for it. So I don't think you're ever going to go wrong with that kind of an investment. But I also think this podcast at this point is an F+. So why don't we shift gears?
What?
Why this isn't interesting at all to anybody. It's not even interesting to me, and it's about me. It's about my life.
Dude, you're
it's
crazy.
Not good.
We just
oh, that's better.
It's time to clear the energy, Joe. People are fucking eating this up right now.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. I am headed to Green Bay, Wisconsin this week, and this comes out on Thursday. And 2 days from when this comes out, I will be in 3-degree weather with a wind chill of minus something watching the Packers and the 49ers on Saturday night. And here's a little tidbit for you, fun fact. Paul Blart, fun fact for you. the booth is open. Most people think that we're in a hermetically sealed glass box calling these games, but that then sounds like you're in a phone booth and the acoustics are terrible and you need to be out kind of in the elements anyway. But acoustically, it's no good. So we fling those windows open and it is, that's a new definition of what cold is. Your fingers don't work. Your voice doesn't really work. Your mouth doesn't work. It's hard to think. But it's kind of fun at the same time. So that's coming up on Saturday night.
Amazing. So I was going to ask, do we have a weather report? Like, are we really looking at 3 degrees? Is that real?
Yeah, it's well, the game's at night, which doesn't help matters. But last I saw was 3 degrees, windy with a 30% chance of snow flurries throughout the entire game. So it's going to be, it's one of those where if you're at home and you're on the
couch
and you got a fire going, there's nothing better when you're there and calling it and freezing. It's a little different, but it's still a blast. I mean, it's so fun to do these games, and I think it's actually going to be a really good game.
Are we going to wear long johns, like hot chilies underneath?
We're going to wear long johns. We're going to wear this G4 hoodie thing that I've been wearing all week because no wind is getting through this thing, and then I'm going to layer up on top of it. So it's all about kind of outfitting yourself.
Is there any world where we maybe don't wear a tie?
Well, we're not wearing a tie, no.
Oh, good. That's new. You always wear a tie.
Yeah, for the most part. And then I watch Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth when the temperature gets below 65. They're like, we'll just wear a open college shirt. And I'll never forget, Trudy, my daughter, took a screenshot years ago of Al and Chris and them not being in ties, and she said, Al's in his casuals, and he looked like he was in his casuals, just kind of relaxed. And I don't mind that, except I work for a boss named Eric Shanks who is hell-bent on anybody calling games wearing a tie, if at all possible. The problem is when it's 3, it's going to be so covered up that you're only wearing a tie for tie's sake. You wouldn't even see it.
Right. So are you going to go scarf?
I'm not a scarf guy. I don't understand what scarves do. I have never understood the purpose of a scarf. I don't like it. I feel like you can achieve the same thing with having something that's attached, as opposed to, then it becomes, how do you tie it? Then it's, mm-hmm. it's I don't like it.
You know, yeah, but you know who's a great actor is Alexander Skarsgård.
He's phenomenal. The Skarsgård family is kind of infiltrating. They're everywhere. It's, I mean,
yeah.
From...
they are pretty amazing.
That family is gigantic. And even to like, yeah. like the nephew is the clown in It.
No, I know. It's crazy. And they've got such a unique name that they're all of the Skarsgård family. You can't, you know, you just know how prolific they are, you know? Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this short break with more Daddy Issues.
Yeah, well, you know, I saw the anti-daddy issues because we could call this mommy issues if we were two moms. I saw the anti-daddy issue movie on my flight home from wherever I just was, whatever game I just did, and Tampa. And it's The Lost Daughter that Maggie Gyllenhaal directed, I don't believe wrote. But it is really unnerving, and one that really talks about how raising kids isn't for everyone and isn't what it's cracked up to be. And she kind of considers herself a mean mom that doesn't have that mothering gene. And she left her kids because she fell in love with who's the guy that's what's the name of the guy that's married to Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Oh, yeah, Pete Skarsgård.
Right. She's married. That's what made me think of it. She's married to him.
Right. Yeah,
and I'm not sure that's her husband's name.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I know who you're talking about, but I'm not.
Yeah, he was in Garden State. He's been in a bunch of different things. I don't know. Margo, look it up and text it on the chain here. But
not Maggie. Not Zach Braff.
Right.
No, not Zach.
Anyway,
not Zach Braff.
I turned off. It was one of those where the flight landed. We're pulling into the gate. Credits roll, and oh my God, I felt dirty having watched this movie. Yeah. It's with Olivia Colman, who's a great actor.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's really amazing, actually.
She's amazing.
I love
her. She plays the mom. She plays the disenchanted mother.
Was it a good, I mean, obviously it was a good movie.
It's a good movie. I just didn't like the message.
Okay.
I think parenting is hard no matter who you are. Mr. Rogers at some point woke up and was like, Jesus Christ, can you make these kids shut up? I need sleep. I got to shoot later today. I'm going down to the studio. Just give me a minute. You know there had to be a day where Fred Rogers was tapped out.
Yeah,
it's not easy. It's not for the faint of heart. I got it. But we all feel that way. And you do it for the look on the faces of the kids that you're raising and how dependent they are on you. And for as much as it can drive you just into the ground and make you tired, it's so rewarding and so wonderful that it's worth every minute of it. And I turn this thing off like, man, I don't know. Am I supposed to be happy for her? She was a shitty mom that had an affair and just walked out on her two girls, wouldn't kiss one of them's finger when the finger gets injured in a little knife accident. I don't know. Parenting is hard. It's hard for everybody.
But there's nothing redeeming about her character, meaning, yes, she goes through this journey, but then at the end, it's just like, I just
kind
don't
of
like being a
it's
parent.
One of those movies it just ends, you know, like it's an artsy movie and all of a sudden it's over and she's talking to her daughters on the phone and it's over after this big kind of moment at the end. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody who theoretically, but there's no big reveal at the end. There's no, she doesn't throw herself off a cliff. I mean, she's just there bleeding from something, and she talks to her kids, and yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to be left with. That part of it wasn't it was haunting. It was a haunting movie that had a message that I didn't like.
But was it slice of lifey? You know what I mean? Where it's like, this is just a sliver of a life, and we're just going to sort of peek into the window of this person's existence and how they operate. And then it ends.
No, you know? Because she's on a vacation. She's on holiday in Greece, and she's with she's next to this weird family that's got these horrible kids that are running around, and she hates those kids, and the little girl's melting down because she's missing her doll. It was kind of beating home the idea of, you know, yeah, kids are kind of little assholes sometimes, but okay, got it. So are we. So mm-hmm. are parents, and you gotta.
Yeah.
It's worth it all to me. And I, if I were Maggie Gyllenhaal's kids, and I'm friends with Jake, and I think I would say this to his face, if I were his kids, I'd run. If I was her kids, I'd run. Be like, Mom, that's how you feel. That's how I feel about this.
What the fuck?
Like,
Mom,
he must have gone to the premiere.
This
like
one to direct.
I don't know. She directed it. I don't know if she wrote it. By the time the credits rolled, it was like
Alexander.
All right.
Alexander Skarsgård.
Alexander Skarsgård.
Yes.
Heyo. Who came up with that answer? Did you just come up with that?
Yeah, it just popped into my head. Hold on. Your Oculus.
No, it's Peter.
Bodies. Is it Peter?
It's Peter.
Oh, Peter Skarsgård. I said Peter in the first place. Your Oculus is facing the TV all the way to the left, like in that little area. Both.
What
boxes.
Is an Oculus, and the why are you TV. Directing
okay,
your
I'm sorry,
son?
Because I took their Oculuses away.
Oculi.
Is it Oculi?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what's so funny? I was at Best Buy, and I was making a joke to the Best Buy guy, and I was like, he's like, yeah, you know, there's a few of the Oculus over there. I'm like, Oculi. And he was very serious about, no, plural is Oculus. You do not do another apostrophe or, and I was like, aha, like Oculus. I was just trying to make, the guy was very serious. Apparently it's Oculus. Many Oculus is still Oculus, not Oculi.
According to the guy anyway. Best Buy? That's who you're getting.
Yeah,
your...
but I feel like he knows.
Why?
I don't know. Like
what?
Because he deals with multiple oculis all day long, and you know he probably has had this
like octopus,
conversation
like
before.
Cactus.
Right.
It's all the same thing.
No, I know octopi. Yeah, but what is an oculus?
I don't know.
Is
I don't even know what
is
an
it
oculus
a noun?
Is.
Is it a noun? A cacti is a noun. An occupy is a noun. Right. These are animals.
Right.
But as an oculus and maybe, you know.
It's a thing. What do you mean?
What about oculuses?
No.
Margo, look up the word oculus and see what it means.
But what is it? What are you directing your son to go get? What is he going to do with it?
Okay. They're obsessed with this. The Oculus, which is this, you know, virtual reality, basically. It's these goggles, and they've got these hand controllers, and there's sensors, and it's pretty fucking amazing, you know, because you smoke a little dube action, you get on there, and you can go fish for 8 hours on a fishing game. You're like, amazing, you know. It's really cool, but they're just obsessed, and they're obsessed with a specific game. And they're just, I'm like, dude, oh my God. And it looks so insane doing it. I videoed them because they're like, got their things on. And they're like reaching for things and they look crazy.
So
I filmed them. Anyway, my point is that they didn't get to bed last night. They weren't listening to me. So I took their oculi away for the day. Time is up and now they can get it back.
Your point is that the guy at Best Buy doesn't have a sense of humor.
That it was my point because I was trying to make fun and have just like a funny banter, and he was very serious about it.
Why are you talking up the Best Buy guy? Why do you care?
I don't know. I think he takes his job a little too seriously, and he might, you know, maybe need to get on Celexa and just sort of chill out.
Go back in and say, look, I have a pod. First of all, go back in and say, I have a show on Fox. It's called The Cleaning Lady. And I'd love for you to watch and tell your friends. Secondly, I have a podcast, and we just talked about you for the last 10 minutes. And I really think you need to look into some sort of a antidepressant.
Yeah.
And I have some for you to try, and I'd like you to take things a little less seriously. And if a customer says oculi, Customer's always right. Just go with it. I don't like any of that.
I don't know. He could be wrong too, but he was very adamant that he was correct. And
whatever.
I'm like, dude, oculi, it's the plural. What's the plural of Oculus? He goes, Oculus. I was like, okay, like I'm gonna go now.
Well, then how? What's the guy's name? Phil. Let's say his name's Phil.
And yeah, they go, I didn't pay attention.
Go get an Oculus. Go get Oculus. Go get an Oculus.
Go get two Oculus.
Okay, so go get Oculus. And so he comes back and he's got one. How does he know that he's supposed to go get multiple?
Well, I can say go get three Oculus. Go get three oculi.
The definition of Oculus is a round or eye-like opening or design, a circular window, the central boss of a volute.
What the fuck is a volute?
I don't know. What's the plural of volute?
Volii.
I just looked up the plural. What is the plural of Oculus? You know what it says?
What?
Let's go to Best Buy.
Oculi.
Oculi.
Oculi, you're right. Yeah, Best Buy guy now Phil
you
is
have
wrong.
Now you have even more reason to go in there. Go look. I bought these two things for my sons.
I'm going back. I'm going to go back.
You know, I don't know. It's annoying that somebody's correcting you when you're just trying to be nice.
I know, but I don't give a shit. This is bothering you way more than it bothered me.
No, I need.
Let
you
me
to
ask
have
you a quick question.
You. Go ahead.
I don't. It doesn't. Do you think Mr. Rogers masturbated?
I'm going to say everybody has experienced that at some point in their life, because Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, was not always 60 doing a kid show on PBS. At some point he was going through PBS puberty.
No, I know when he was a pubie, you know, when he was like a young boy, maybe.
Oh, you mean like as an older man? I'm going to say no.
Yeah, in his mid-40s, 30s, 35, 40, you know, like, you know, just sort of goes into the bathroom. I don't know. Do you think that he masturbated? I mean, every man does for the most part.
Well, I guess you're answering your own question, aren't you?
I think you're afraid of this topic. You're worried about what Fox might do. Isn't it weird we work for the same network, but I don't have any concerns about getting fired by talking about this stuff?
I have way more on the line than you do.
You sure do.
Okay, so there's that. And with regard to this Oculus thing, it's actually interesting to talk about where we're headed as a society. I was at the gym the other day with the guy I work out with, Ryan, one of my best friends who we've...
Philippi?
No. We've been on a text chain before. And then the guy who is another great friend of mine who did this house for us. And he was saying he imagines a time where somebody is just... You're going to buy warehouses. Like warehouses, and you're going to be in a 100-square-foot domicile. And you're just going to live in this Oculus world or meta world or whatever it is. And it doesn't matter where you are. You could be at a phone booth. You could be in, the great biggest mansion in Bel Air. It doesn't matter because you've got this thing on your face and you're tricking your mind into being wherever, someplace you're not. And so then you'll just take it off, go to bed, get up and live. You work in this space. That just makes me sick that that's where we're headed.
I understand that feels like sort of the dystopian world we might be headed for, but I do think that nature will always prevail one way or another. I just feel like you have to get outside. I don't know if they're going to master the six senses, because we do have six. And,
Isn't the sixth sense is you get to see dead people?
Yeah, it's Haley Joel Osment is the sixth sense.
That movie's so ridiculous if you go back in time.
Just him.
He's the sense? Great.
Right. But I just don't know that will fully happen. I mean, if it does, we're dead. I mean, do you remember the cartoon, or not the cartoon, the animated movie... Oh yeah, Wally. Yeah, I didn't
see that one.
Oh well, it literally is that. I mean, everyone is overweight. Everyone is on is living virtually. No one is doing anything, you know. And it literally is you know, it's a foreshadow sort of where we might be going.
Is that how is it Wally? Because I always thought it was walleye, and I was like, I'm not into fishing. I don't want to see that. No. The movie about a robot fishing.
Oh my God, catching walleye like up north in Minnesota.
Yeah. Hello. How are they biting today?
Hook up.
Fish on. Is that what you guys say out on your boat, your weird excursion?
Fish on.
That movie we're Fresh thinking one? Of, it was Dead Calm.
Oh yeah. Good movie.
If you're enjoying this episode of Daddy Issues, don't keep it to yourself. Please share the love and tell a friend about Daddy Issues and go subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. We beg
That's right. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss what's coming up right after the break.
How about this? Margo solicited questions from our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And sent them to me. Can I ask you a few of them?
Yeah. Shoot.
Choosing one: Joe with Ollie's hair, but Ollie dating Natalie, or Joe bald, but the podcast makes big dollars.
Oh, I mean that's for you to choose, not me.
Yeah, I mean I would take your hair, and you can date Natalie. I don't care; she can handle herself. And I have no desire to be bald, clearly. So I don't care what money this podcast makes at the end of the day. I will bequeath you my oldest and have your hair, although everyone, I would like it to start a little lower.
Everyone has a price. I mean, if this podcast made $100 million a year, you wouldn't just be bald?
No.
What?
No chance.
Why?
I know I can't stomach that.
Jeez, that's crazy.
Would you?
No. Yeah, but you're already there-ish. You know what I mean? Like, you've already sort of been through it all. You know?
Yeah, I've seen the dark side. I don't want to go back. I don't care what it's worth. No, I'm out. I don't want it. It's a good question. That's from...
It's a great question. Love that
question. R. Wedig, 46. Here's one. You were the celebrity hall pass for two people, I think, that are on Bravo and The Real Housewives, I think, Margo sent us.
Yeah. I met them in Aspen. It was actually, we had a fun evening.
Oh,
Not like that. It sounds bad, but we were just having whiskey and drinking, and it was good. It was fun. They were nice.
It was Teddy Mellencamp, right? Isn't that John Mellencamp's daughter?
Yes, her. And then John Mellencamp came in the shop and was just sitting there, and I was sitting right next to him, you know, and they were just swarming around him, and they loved their dad, and they were just making sure he was taken care of, and it was really sweet, you know, and he was cool, and it was fun. Yeah, but Teddy. That's right. Her name was Teddy. And then there was a few other people there too. And her husband was cool. Everyone was cool. It's cool. It's all good.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah.
So the question is, who are your celebrity hall passes?
That's a good question. I love Eva Mendes. Always have. Ryan Gosling.
But that's not the question.
If you're listening.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
Isn't the hall pass whoever I want?
No. The hall pass is somebody that theoretically your wife lets you out of the gate for.
No, I mean, like, nobody. I mean, are we being real? Like, she's not going to ever be like, oh, if you meet her or whatever, go ahead. You know, I think Aaron would probably let me sleep with, like, Gwyneth Paltrow. I think Aaron would be, like, okay with that, you know? Because she loves Gwyneth too. The hall passes for me are the women that Erin loves herself, like Jen Aniston, Gwyneth Paltrow would probably be okay. A few Victoria's Secret models, you know, who she like really loves.
Really?
Yeah, but it's more of a Gwyneth, Jen Aniston thing because, you know, I probably one of them would be a hall pass. Is my guess.
But not really.
We don't talk about that. It's not even a reality. But like, you know.
But I'm asking you, not really. If you really boiled that down, and if it came to, you know, you're there, and now it's like, okay, hey,
yeah,
Aaron, why don't you just leave us alone for a little while?
No, it would never really happen unless Gwyneth wanted to include Aaron, then that might happen. You know?
Oh, hi, Wyatt. Look, here's Wyatt Joseph Francis Buck.
What are you doing awake? Oh, my gosh. Is he supposed to be sleeping?
I don't know. I think Mom's given up.
Where's the monkey lock?
He wants to know where your monkey lock is. Is the monkey lock on right now?
Wyatt Joseph.
Here, what do you think of monkey locks?
They're okay, but they're okay because... we are getting bunk beds right now, so we need the monkey lock on.
Yeah, there you go. We looked at bunk beds today, and now he's got bunk beds on the brain. But the question, my 3.5-year-old son, is do you like monkey locks? Are you worried about them? Do they serve a nice purpose?
I like them, but when Blakey makes me up, I just try to get in. So when Blakey wakes me up.
When Blakey wakes you up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the problem with twins, isn't it? Huh? It's the problems with twins.
What's up, Beach?
That's all you can do, buddy.
Wait, ask him some more questions. I want to know something.
Hi.
Hi, big boy.
Goodbye.
Okay.
I think Joe should try and call an entire game with all of his fingers in his mouth.
Oh, I know. Imagine having Joe Buck as your dad. Like, say that word right. Your diction is shit!
I mean, how do you think I grew up? That's what my dad said to me.
Listen here, kid.
Oh my God, that's true.
Listen here. You're going to have to do a better job of enunciating on some of the things that you're trying to say.
I wish I had a dad who would say anything to me.
Hey there, Oliver. How you been there, Oliver? Everything good? How's your hall pass?
We were just talking about hall passes.
Hey,
I have none.
Joe.
To answer the question, I have zero.
So you have none that Michelle will allow you to do?
No, it's a ridiculous question. I don't understand anybody who goes, oh, it's just not real. It's fake.
That's not true at all. There are plenty of people who swing, who say, hey, if you want to be with her, then boom.
Kate was my hall pass forever.
I know, and then you blew it.
Let's see. Will Joe's daughters ever be on the show to talk about their dad?
Yes,
growing up?
By the way, we need to do that.
I'm in. Yeah, I'm all for that. I feel, first of all, that they would give me high marks. Could be wrong, but I think I would get high marks, and I feel good about. I think you should do the show with them, without me around. And then I can do the show with your boys without you around.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. So if Natalie comes on, I know we could do something where I interview your girls and you interview my boys. But if the girls come on and I can interview them in front of you, would kind of be fun because I can really needle them and ask some questions that might make you feel uncomfortable. And then we could do a segment where Natalie and I sort of pretend like we're together and maybe we do a little dirty talk or whatever with her dad listening.
Yeah, no. I like the first part of that. I don't see any value in the second part of what you're proposing.
Well, the value is called listener experience. And if you care about our listeners, then maybe that's something you'd sacrifice, you know.
Yeah, no, I care about my listeners, our listeners to a point, but I'm also not going to like set myself, you know, on fire or do a free dive into the bottom of the ocean just for them either. So no, that's not going
to
happen.
But it doesn't have to be like sexual in nature. It's just like, oh my God, baby, like I miss you. It's just been so long. And
no, I don't, I already hate it. No.
Here's another question. Would you ever do a wife swap?
I mean, in real life or on the podcast? What do you mean?
No, in real life.
You know, I think that I'm married to the person I should be married to, and I think Erin is married to the person she should be married to. That said, and this is the honest to God's truth, and maybe I shouldn't say this out loud, but of all our friends and all of my friends' wives, while there are many that I really like, and there are wonderful people in this pool of people that I'm talking about, Erin is head and shoulders above all others. And if I could ever see myself, I'm not even talking about sexually. I'm talking about like settling down with anybody that's not Michelle. And we're looking at the pool of our friends. Erin wins hands down.
Yeah, that's good. So we can do like an emotional wife swap.
Correct. Yeah, we can... Maybe we'll binge watch a show where I'm with Erin and we watch the second season of Dave.
I like it. I feel like it's an ABC show for sure. Emotional wife swap.
Yeah, I think it's can't be. Yeah, let's keep it like network TV friendly. How about that?
Okay, deal. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this short break with more Daddy Issues. All right, go do another question.
Here's one from Fish 1241. Joe, why did you get divorced? I mean, how about that? There's another podcast. You can have me, you can have my ex-wife Ann on, you can have the girls on, and you can really do like a Dr. Phil kind of investigative. Here from Matthew, Joe, have you and Randy Moss ever squashed the disgusting thing? You and Troy equals goat. The disgusting acting. Yeah, Randy and I are great. Randy is a coworker of my wife's, and when he got into the media business, went right to Fox. So we put that to bed right out of the gate. He didn't care when I said it, and he sure as hell doesn't care 15 years later, so or whenever that took place. So yeah, we're good. He's fantastic. I've said before, I think on here, I've definitely said it on other shows, of all the coworkers that are on the Monday Night Football show with my wife, he is the most warm, friendly guy to her. He's just a good dude. So yeah, all good there.
Finally.
If you guys could live by each other, would you?
Of course. I would.
I would love to be right there to see. I would turn it into Rear Window. I would just prop myself up, especially later in life, in a rocking chair with a shawl and a blanket, and just look out of my window and watch the comings and goings at the Hudson household, both day and night.
Yeah. No, I love it. I think that would be great, and I don't think it's out of the question. I think that later on in our lives,
we're already
maybe
talking
on the back
about it in
nine,
Colorado.
Yeah, so. Exactly. And then even so, maybe LA is in the future, maybe down the line. Who knows? But I think at some point we will be living in the same city. That's my prediction.
Do you ever see yourself living in St. Louis?
Never.
Well, what if you got a job
out there?
What if you got a gig?
That would be dope. I would love that. If I got a series that shot in St. Louis, that would be fun. Because
live here.
It's temporary. Yeah, it's temporary. I'm not going to like live and pull up roots. You know? I still got to at least visit you. I haven't even visited you yet in St. Louis.
I know. And here's the last one we'll do. Has Joe or Ollie ever had Botox?
I have. I had it one time in my forehead. And in like my eyes and stuff, or like in the wrinkle part. And it was fucking funny, dude, because one eyebrow froze and one didn't. And so when I lifted my brow, one eyebrow went so far up my, you know, like it would have been great if I was playing a villain. You know, I would have been hired because like my eyebrows were like villainous. But apparently that happens, and he went in and gave a little cluck, 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 and everything was normal. And I think it was good. I have no idea. I think I look good. Not opposed to it. In fact, I think I might do it again. You know? I think I might go in and do some lasers on my face. And I know this is a long-winded answer, but I did watch The Cleaning Lady, which I don't watch myself much. And And you know, I'm not displeased with my performance necessarily. It's fine, whatever. But when I look at my face, I'm like, shit, dude, like, you're looking old, man. Like, I'm not talking about turning into some plastic face. I'm just saying, give me a little, maybe just soften me just a little bit, you know? I don't know.
I think it's a slippery slope. I've done the hair thing, which we've talked about ad nauseum, but the only time I had Botox was in the back of my head because I was getting migraines, and it was a remedy. I don't know if it still is. I don't know if that's been debunked, but I can tell you this, never had it again. Once the doctor shot Botox into where the nerves come together in the back of my head, it took care of the problem. So,
wow, great.
I'm not, yeah. Whatever.
Would you ever do it for vanity, though?
I mean, I have no problem doing that type thing, but I don't know that I would. I don't know that I care about my face. Isn't that sad to say? I care more about my hair and more about my lipo areas than I do about my actual face, which it should be the complete other way around.
Yeah. No, I know. I know. I'm toying with it. Maybe I'll do it again. Look, I think peels, like lasers and stuff, it's actually good for your face. It's building some collagen and whatever. I've done that twice. I did like two lasers. I did something called a vampire facial, which was part of the laser thing that I did, where they draw blood and then they spin it and they take away all, and now it's just the plasma, so it's white. All the red platelets are gone. And then they take a syringe and they just squirt your plasma all over your face, and then take this medieval kind of tool thing that looks like it's got like spikes and it rolls, and they like fucking roll your face and get like needling, and man, they put on. Oh, it's gnarly. It's called a vampire facial. And then they did some laser, and I gotta say, 2 weeks later, I'm like, shit, I look good. Things look fucking good. I don't look plasticky, and I just look kind of fresh. Still have lines in my face, still have like big crow's feet, but I just kind of look fresh.
But how painful was the procedure?
It hurt. It's not excruciating, but it's definitely not.
Did you squirm?
Comfortable. Yeah, no, I take pain.
Are you the kind of guy that when it's over, do you ask, hey, was I good with the pain? Where do I come in on the pain tolerating scale?
No. I use sort of humor during the process to sort of, get through the pain, where I'm just making weird noises and, so no, I don't ask because I know I'm low on that scale.
You know what would be good next time is to ask the people to give the plural to Oculus.
Yeah, well, we had a bit of a difference of opinion with Margo and Josh. I don't know. Josh seems like he might know what he's talking about, but then again, those he might be fooling us. I don't know.
Hey, I know what I'm talking about.
No, Margo, you just look things up. You know what I mean? You're a researcher.
Oh my God, I'm much more than that. God damn it, Oliver.
I'm not saying
it's
in your life.
It's in one session.
I'm just saying in this moment.
I looked at but multiple sources, and multiple sources say that it is Oculi. Now, maybe not for the brand, but just in general, it's Oculi. So I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying you're right. Best Buy Phil is wrong.
Okay. All right.
If you were worth anything, you'd go back to Best Buy with your Zoom recorder and just interview the guy.
It's a great interview. It's for a podcast. What's the plural of Oculus?
Can we do Juggernaut with Josh?
Yeah, Juggernaut with Josh. Here we go. Let's go. Juggernaut with Josh. What's
all right.
The update, buddy?
Well, I mean, there's really no update because Vanessa's been spending time with family in Florida this past week, so I've been on my own.
Okay, well, how many times did you masturbate?
I thought I was going to avoid the questions. I really did. I thought, I'm free and clear this week. They can't do anything.
No, dude.
Still got me.
How many times?
I mean, you can say anything. Nobody can check your work.
I mean,
at least
once a day. And I hum the song, too.
Green Acres.
Yeah. Well, no,
the Beverly Hillbillies.
At
Beverly
least Hillbillies. Once a day. So you're doing you're some multiple. You're on multiples. So very nice.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what else is there to do?
That's a good question.
Wow.
And do you
that was not the answer I was expecting.
Do you use your imagination or do you watch pornography?
A little of both, I guess.
And so when you have to type in keywords, what are some of your keywords into like Pornhub or whatever? Do you have keywords?
How do you know? How to get so in depth with these questions?
He's a witch.
I could never have guessed what you're going to come up with.
I mean, this is great. And I actually, a lot of the times I'd like to take Josh off the hook. But not this time. I'd like to hear what the keywords are.
Me too.
I mean, I kind of am kind of boring and vanilla with it. You know, I don't know.
Come on, let's have some examples.
So wait, hold on. So you just go on the homepage of your site and then just click on whatever's on the homepage. You don't actually have
whatever catches your fancy?
Right.
Sometimes, yeah. I don't. You know, I don't like anything too dirty, you know, like, it kind of loses its, you know, it's not as, then it's just kind of like, oh, well, now what am I watching, you know?
Right, yeah. Okay, so you like pretty safe, pretty clean.
I think right? So, yeah, yeah. I like, you know, like, situations are, you know, like, but the bad acting isn't great. I don't know. It's a mix.
You like a storyline where you can get kind of involved a little bit in the actual scene, like a babysitter or stepmom or stuff like that.
No, actually, you know what? Here's something I can tell you that I know I seem to like for some reason. I like the behind the scenes stuff.
Okay. That makes sense.
What does that mean?
So like when they're making the porn, They have like, you know, like behind the scenes, like you can get behind the scenes footage. That's fun right. to watch because it's like, oh, that seems like the outtakes and the real stuff.
Yeah, they seem normal. They seem like fine people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But so you orgasm when there's like during an outtake while the guy's like, ah, I messed up. And you're like, yeah,
I do some for some reason that does it for me. I don't know.
Oh my god! Just take me out of all this, please.
See now. This is what I dread the most. Is like I'm talking about this, and then Joe is like, "That's it. I'm checking out. I'm done." And I don't want it to get to that point, and that's why I hold back. And then I finally answer, and then Joe is, "It's just too much."
Yeah,
it's too much.
That's all right. Joe's a little
it's too much, but I'm proud of you, Josh.
Yeah,
I'm trying here. I'm trying to make both of you happy. You know how hard that is?
God, I love you. You're the best. Wow, you really missed your calling, Oliver, as an investigative journalist.
Jesus. No kidding.
I know. I should be.
You
I really
be like a Dateline
tough questions.
Guy.
Oh, I could take over what's-his-face's job.
Some of those people on Dateline are just crack me up. Like, I watch the show as much for these crazy murders that people try to get away with as much as I do for the correspondence. And it's not just Keith best. Morrison. It's the other guy that's like, I'm going to ask you a question right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, did that seem normal? I'm going to go over here and just lay down for a second.
Also, I'm kind of tired. Can we pick this up after lunch?
Are we going to break for lunch soon? Because I'm feeling a little bit groggy right now, but I'm going to ask you this question. I'm going to go. That's funny. Did that seem normal?
Where am I?
Is that typical behavior?
Am I a Dateline? Oh, I'm sorry. Honey?
All right, this is completely
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. All right, I love you. Let's send it.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Listen to Daddy Issues on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daddy Issues is a production of Cavalry Audio and iHeartMedia, produced by Margot Carmichael.
Sound engineering and editing by Josh Windisch.
Executive produced by Joe Bach, Oliver Hudson, Dana Brunetti, and Keegan Rosenberger.